The Morning Markets Show with Money Control.
You know, there was this headline that had me think that this particular phrase that we use in Hindi, its fate hangs in a little bit of a balance. XYZ gaya tel lene. Why is that? And what is this headline? Well, this headline is that Indian Oil Corporation apparently has started on pilot basis home delivery of diesel. And this first happens in Pune. And hopefully, if all goes well, then other parts of the country will be targeted in the near future. So this is the country's biggest oil company, by the way. So a diesel dispenser is there. And it's similar to the one that's seen at petrol pumps. And this is mounted then on a mid-sized truck along with a storage tank. And then doorstep pe you get your tail. So XYZ gaya tail lene nahi. Tail khud ba khud apne pairon pe chal ke aa raha hai. Actually, tail, I don't know, you know, it might fislofy on its own feet. It's tail after all, or diesel after all. Anyway, that was an interesting headline that I came across, and I thought I would share it with you first thing on the Morning Markets Show. This is Sheetal on Money Control.
An Insight 18 special for Money Control.
So the indecisiveness that has marked the last two trading sessions can be attributed to the anticipation of the US Fed meeting. Well, it turns out that the US Fed has gone for a 25 basis point rate hike in this first meeting that Jerome Powell has had as chairman. And apart from that, it forecasts a steep path of interest rate hikes in 2019 and 2020, even as policymakers continued to project a total of 3 increases in the course of the year. The other key outcome of this meeting that even the local equity markets were focused on for a good 2 days, actually more than that, was inflation numbers. So inflation, according to the Federal Reserve, is expected to move up in the coming months. And the third key takeaway has to do with the GDP forecast. So the Fed officials raised their forecast for 2018 GDP growth from 2.5% in December to 2.7% and increased the 2019 expectation from 2.1% to 2.4%. But they believe that growth is likely to cool after that, with the 2020 forecast at the 2% mark, and the longer run measure is still at 1.8%. What does all this mean? So what investors, traders and strategists were looking for is assurance that inflation is not out of hand, everything is under control, the economy is growing but not overheating, and also some direction on the number of interest rate moves over this year. The US market's response to that was ending Wednesday on a slightly turbulent note, slightly lower as well, after Chairman Jerome Powell came in looking a little less hawkish on his stance than some investors had anticipated. So the US stocks fell and the dollar tumbled. Asian markets, on the other hand, eked out some modest gains in early trade today. The Singapore traded SGX Nifty, which is an early indicator of Nifty 50's performance in India, rose 0.5% early this morning, which indicates a positive opening for the broader markets in India. So that is the general direction we can expect the markets to take. And you know, before we move on to the other cues that will help you spot some good trading opportunities today, I thought I must digress a little bit and give you this fun factoid on the US Federal Reserve, or as we like to call it, the Fed, like it's a friend or something. Not that it's ever helped anyone to feel comfortable when you talk about all things Fed, but a fun fact here, the US Federal Reserve's official website is titled The Fed. And a less fun fact, the Fed's wiki page. Good luck getting through that. Most people are intimidated by just the list of contents, or if you have the time, why not read through that and then, just for kicks, check out all the 167 references. I'm kidding. Actually, there are 176 references.
An Insight 18 special for Money Control.
In addition to other global cues, Trump, President Donald Trump, is going to announce tariffs on Chinese imports today. So this is also likely to rattle the markets a little bit. And China has also threatened to give a mutor jawab by hitting U.S. agricultural exports if tariffs on Chinese imports worth up to about $60 billion U.S. dollars are indeed announced by Washington, D.C. Reminds me of a proper, you know, 70s movie slugfest with dialogues like, "Teri ye majal, iska jawab tumhein milega, zarur milega." But not to digress, to come back to some of the cues, and let's look at something local right now. IPO alert, yes, ICICI Securities, which is a subsidiary of guess who? No points at all. ICICI Bank, bhai. It's going to open its initial public offering for subscription today. That's the 22nd of March, if you've forgotten to look at your calendar. So that's a little bit about today's IPO alert. And speaking of IPOs, Mishra Dhatu Nigam. We spoke about this yesterday. This IPO was subscribed 26% on day one. That was yesterday. Then the CBI. Oh, there's more action. There's more stories where this sort of thing came from. Now, CBI has registered an FIR in the 824 crore loan fraud by Kanishk Gold. So this is a Chennai-based company, by the way. And the allegation is that they've committed this fraud on a consortium of 14 banks led by the State Bank of India. And they carried out searches to this end on Wednesday as well. I'd say keep an eye on Nifty PSU Bank today. It closed yesterday almost flat, just about in the red under 0.07%. So that's a little bit about PSU banks and frauds and that story or the saga that seems to be just continuing. Moving on, Max Financial is going to be raising 5,000 crore rupees to fund the growth of its life insurance arm. So that's the other name to look out for today. Then there are some trading ideas we thought we'd put together based on inputs from our experts, IIFL. And here's what they recommend. Larsen & Toubro Infotech is a buy, target of 1,450 rupees, stop loss of 1,000. Target of 1,450 rupees, stop loss 1,310 and returns of 7% to be expected here. Jubilant Food Networks Limited is a buy, target of 2,320 rupees, stop loss 2,159 rupees and returns of 5% here. And Mahindra & Mahindra Finance Limited is a buy, target of 485 rupees, stop loss of 429 and returns of 8.5% to be expected. So those are some of the stocks. And finally, a look at the technical charts yesterday and what the Nifty formed. Well, it formed a spinning top kind of pattern. What does this really mean? A spinning top basically indicates indecisiveness on both parts, on the part of the bears and the bulls as well. So the spinning top is often regarded as a neutral pattern. And what happened yesterday to result in this? Well, the Nifty started on a positive note, failed to keep up with the momentum, and closed below its 200-day exponential moving average. And this happened for the second consecutive day in a row. So it formed a small-bodied candle, which sort of resembles a spinning top. That's the imagery you need to have in your mind. But in English, what that translates in human behavior is plain and simple indecisiveness. Now, this can happen in both cases, either in an uptrend or in a downtrend. So we are none the wiser, if you ask me. Spinning top hasn't really helped us predict. But no, there are experts who do believe that investors would do well to tread with caution, given that the US Fed Reserve Policy meeting is just done. But they also believe that there is a higher possibility that the market has bottomed out near the 10,040 level. And before we call it a wrap on the morning markets show, I thought I should leave you with another interesting headline. The Centre has sought Supreme Court's nod for, hear me out properly, PowerPoint presentation on Aadhaar. I kid you not, the word PowerPoint has appeared in this plea that the Centre has placed in front of the Honourable Supreme Court. Permission to allow the CEO of the Unique Identification Authority of India for a PowerPoint presentation on the Aadhaar scheme in the court to allay concerns, of which clearly there are many. But the biggest concern the world is right now grappling with is, of course, is my data on Facebook safe? We do know by now that 50 million users' data is out there somewhere. By the way, do check out our special podcast that deep dives into the What's Up with Facebook story. That's what we call it. Check it out on Money Control. But right now, did you know that India, at a 250 million Facebook users, tops the list of countries with the maximum number of Facebook users? US is only second at 230 million. And total users of Facebook, well, that's about 2.2 billion so far. And usme se 50 million users ka data is out there. Yours could be one of them. No, I'm not creating or ringing any panic bells. You must, of course, check out that podcast where we also talk about Delete Facebook, the hashtag that's been in the news of late. And Brian Acton, co-founder of Facebook, who's one of the people who's used this hashtag saying Delete Facebook. And considering we started off this podcast with a Hindi line, you know, that XYZ gaya tel lene, I thought why not wrap with one that kind of connects to what Brian Acton has done. Saw chuhe khake billi hachko chali. And on that note, let's call it a wrap on the Morning Markets Show on Money Control. This is Sheetal. Have a wonderful day.